Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
today's Dr. Jazz Hour will focus on the various flute players in jazz, or the flautists, as they are called in some circles. The first known recording of the flute in jazz was in 1927, when a Cuban clarinetist, Alberto Socarras, played it with the Clarence Williams Band. The first true jazz flute player was Wayman Carver, who recorded with Benny Carter, Chick Webb, and others during the 1930s. This first set contains two instrumentals. First, saxophonist Lou Tobacken with Duke Ellington's Lost in Meditation from the 1992 album I'll Be Seeing You, a quartet with Benny Green on piano, Peter Washington bass, and Louis Nash on drums, followed by another multi-instrumentalist, Jerome Richardson, with a quartet on his 1997 album Jazz Station Runaway, with one titled Nouveau You Know, Dave Hazeltine on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Dennis Mackerel on drums.
Thank you.
You've got the Doctor of Jazz presenting some jazz flute players this hour. Most jazz musicians who play the flute also play saxophone or clarinet, but Herbie Mann, coming up next, made a jazz career playing the flute exclusively. Here he is with a septet in 1968 doing Memphis Underground. And then James Moody playing Antonio Carlos Jobim's Wave with a quartet including Kenny Barron on piano from his Feelin' It Together album of 1995.
Thank you.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Hour going, and we are listening to some jazz flute players today. This set includes Neji playing sax and flute on Whenever We're Together from his 1992 album, Just an Illusion, with a vocal by Karen Wheeler. Then an interesting piece with Frank Wess on flute doing a duet with harp player Dorothy Ashby on Autumn in Rome from Wess's 1958 In a Minor Groove album. Followed by the flute-only player Hubert Laws doing his original Land of Passion with a quartet from his Storm Then the Calm album of 1994.
Oh.
We are playing flute jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Roland Kirk played just about every instrument that you could blow into, even three horns at once. He introduces this piece, Reeds and Deeds, playing the Manzello, Stritch, and Tenor Sax simultaneously, and then solos on the flute with a sextet in 1963. After that, clarinet man Eddie Daniels joins organist Richard Groove Holmes on Meditation in 1979.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.